Finally, passage of a farm bill in the Senate. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
So it was certainly a relief today that the Senate finally passed a farm bill, and by big vote, 79-4 and 14 against, and we were really pleased.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch reacting to yesterday's passage in the U.S. Senate for the farm bill. The House of Representatives approved their version earlier this year, and now the two bills will go to a conference committee to work out the differences and then on to the president for approval.
We really like the House bill, but we like a lot of the aspects of the Senate bill also. There is some reform in there, but we still have the safety net for agriculture and many of the other issues that we supported, the conservation and so forth. So we think that put both those bills together, and I think we can get an excellent compromise, and hopefully we'll have a final farm bill that everybody can look forward to.
Lacey Upchurch says he's hopeful a bill will get final approval early next year, and he says the American public should give their support for the farm bill, because it's very much part of our country's national security.
You know, we tell people, if you love if you like being dependent on foreign oil, you're going to love being dependent on foreign food. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, if we can't support our agriculture and make sure it's sustainable in this country and our farmers can succeed, that production is going to move offshore in other countries. And we're going to be depending on them to produce our food supply.
This is the legislation that we have to consider about once every 5 years to put in place the rules for the next 5 years that will determine what type of programs and support that this government provides for us to maintain one of the strongest agricultural production systems in the world.
And that was American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.